Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast. I'm Devin, host of the Yerba Power Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today, we have a special guest that is Dr. Andrew Huberman. I learned how to pronounce that correctly, Huberman, after watching his podcast, because he has a podcast as well. If you're not familiar with Dr. Andrew Huberman, let me allow to give you a brief intro. I don't know why I'm having problems speaking today. This is part of the podcast. Dr. Andrew David Huberman is an American neuroscientist and podcaster. He's an associate professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford University of Medicine. Now, why that is important and who he is, I'll get more into that. And let me share my screen with you so you can see this. If you're listening, I'm going to put this up on YouTube as well. Let's see. Okay, so here is just, you know, Google of Andrew Huberman. And what I found out by Wikipedia right here is his bio, right? His father, Fernando Huberman, is Argentine. Therefore, his connection to yerba mate. Because he's talked about it on his podcast and people might know about that. But now I figured out why. And the reason this is important is because I'm going to talk about he has recently partnered with a yerba mate company that is now importing yerba mate. So with that being said, yerba mate, I just thought something new that I've been trying on the podcast to tell you guys kind of what I'm drinking, what I'm doing. Today's yerba is Cruz de Malta. So this one is a very standard Argentine yerba mate, meaning that it is thick cut. It's got the sticks and stems. Let's see if I can, I guess I could show you this way. Sticks and stems, and it is medium, intensity and boldness. So very, very standard yerba. And a lot of people that are getting started, this is one that they recommend or they recommend to other people getting started. So I just thought I would talk about this one and say that's what I'm drinking today while I'm recording this episode. Cheers. So what he's done recently, Dr. Andrew Huberman, I guess I'm going to stop sharing my screen. But Mateína is a yerba mate company in Canada, and they're now importing into U.S. thanks to Dr. Huberman. And they, I think, were founded in, I want to say Montreal, definitely in the French-speaking Canada. So if you can see right here, Dr. Andrew Huberman of Benefits of Yerba Mate, of Huberman Lab, which is his podcast. He also has a YouTube channel and has partnered with Dr. Huberman, Mateína, because of some of the things he talks about as a neuroscientist. Increases the body's production of GLP-1, which I'm going to do a separate episode about. And it's basically a chemical in our body that also helps regulate a blood sugar, protects against dopaminergic neurons, assisting in mood, sleep, and learning. So that's a very big scientific word for basically saying neuron paths to kind of alter in your mood, make you feel better. Also sleep and calming way, learning, meaning activating, I guess, those neurons to help you to be more alert and ready to learn. Alternative source of caffeine that helps improve focus and energy levels. So basically, one of the things I always talk about is, you know, your mate has caffeine, gives you energy, alternative to coffee, not to say anything wrong with coffee, but a alternative to sugary carbon-aided energy drinks as well. So just a healthy source of energy. And so I have not tried this yerba mate. So just full disclosure, this is just one that I am aware of. They've partnered, made in Canada. They now ship into the U.S. They have a bundle right here. They also have these canned drinks as well. So just saying that I have not tried this. I have reached out to them about being on the podcast, talking about what they do and their story, and just talking about this news as well. Obviously, they're I'm sure, busy with other things going on with this big deal. So, but what is cool about that is that essentially this big name in neuroscience and health and really a podcaster influencer, really on the, in a big form of health, I guess you could say, that has a background in yerba mate, and now using his platform, same way as me, to broadcast that into the world. So what is so cool about this is really making a big impact, at least in the U.S., on the influence of yerba mate to educate people. And now, you know, him partnering with this company, Canada and everything, that's just opening North America. So really big things for all you listeners out there that love yerba mate, something to get excited about. For those just learning about yerba mate, hopefully, you know, all these things are connecting now and helping you to learn more about yerba mate. And also, if you're not already enjoying it, maybe convince you to enjoy it, or at least give it a try. So basically, that's just something really cool that how it is developing and moving and changing and getting more awareness. I'm really, really excited about this. And just wanted to share this good news with you guys. And if you don't know about Dr. Huberman, you can check out some of his, either his podcast or his YouTube as well. I've actually did a previous episode about some of his daily habits where yerba mate is part of that. And, you know, if you're kind of a fan of him already, you probably know a lot about him, but probably didn't know, maybe they partnered with a yerba mate company. So that's big news. But if you're a fan, this is just my own personal thing that I want to share with you all is if you're probably familiar with Atomic Habits, because if you know him and habits and you know, optimization kind of thing of personal development things, you're probably familiar with the book by James Clear, Atomic Habits. Well, I recently picked up the Atomic Habits Journal, which I can highly, highly recommend. So just give you a little brief overview. This is my own personal thing. This is nothing, you know, sponsored, although I do have a discount code if you are interested in getting this. So it has pages in here to set up your journal, rather. Nice black, kind of like the Moleskine journals, but it's got this, with a fabric-ish on the outside of that is. And then there's this one line per day, which if I'm going to read my notes there, where I write just basically kind of a gratitude list or some highlights for the day, every day. And this is really cool to be able to look back at and see all the things to be grateful for, but also just kind of like when you realize, you know, what did you do this year? Well, you can look back at that. So this is the one line a day, which is at the front of the journal. And then it has plenty of space for blank pages that are like the dot grid kind of pages, if you're familiar with bullet journaling. But it leaves it open for you to just journal, which I just write my morning notes and journals and things that I, quotes, and a lot of the things I'm processing is just in these pages. So that's that. There's, you know, I don't know, a good, let's see how many hundred or so pages at least. Let's see. Looks like there's about almost 200 pages of like the blank pages for you to write, just journal or whatever. And then of course the biggest thing with the Atomic Habits is habit tracking, or setting habits really too. There's this habit tracker, which this is like when I first got started, I did kind of like filled it in with little boxes. Then I went over to just putting little dots into it. You can see. So that's like January. Started in December, January, February, where we're at right now, of course. And you put the habits that you want to track and whether you did them or not. It's really that simple. But if you're not, what doesn't get managed or what doesn't get measured doesn't get managed. One quote that I've learned a lot. And also, you are destiny or where you become because of your habits. So tracking the habits is one of the, I guess, secrets to success, but something that's definitely helped me with this podcast, as well as just life in general. So something I just wanted to share. It has some other, let's see, what would this be, advice, I guess, maybe, or tips or toolkits, what they call it. So the Eisenhower box, which is definitely something I use for time management, prioritizing your tasks and stuff, some different ways of taking notes and different types of journal ideas that you could do. And then in the back, really cool little pocket to, you know, put pieces of paper and things in there in that you kind of want to stash, maybe. It's got the little elastic band to close that, and two, what are these things called? Book holder divisors? Like, someone comment and let me know what this thing is called. I forgot the little string that you use to mark the pages, but two of those in there to divide that. So if you're interested in getting one of your own, it's, I think, like $20. So well worth it for a whole year. I mean, I actually went ahead and bought like three of them when they first came out because there was a huge discount. But I got a $10 off discount, which I'll put in the show notes for you. It is an affiliate link, just so you know. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but get you $10 off. So that's just my own little personal thing. If you want to, you know, I guess be better at what you do, take it or leave it. But thank you for listening. And I do want to really honor you guys for being a part of this, following me, commenting, liking, subscribing, all that stuff. I really do appreciate it. It's keeps me going on, and obviously love what I do, but you guys really do drive me to continue to do better and just provide valuable content. So this episode was basically just to highlight the news that Dr. Huberman partnered with a yerba mate company in Canada, but now importing into the U.S. Huge news for yerba mate. And also in the next episode, I'm going to talk about the GLP-1, which is also covered by Dr. Huberman, and kind of the notes about that, about how that is in yerba mate, how that helps regulate blood sugar, and some other things, scientific data that I'll pull out and present to you guys. And later coming up, I've got some really cool episodes about Brazilian yerba mate, which I got an expert to help talk to me about that, because I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about Brazilian yerba mate, and a lot of you have asked about that. So that's coming up soon. Stay tuned, you know, subscribe and like and all that other good stuff. But yeah, if you follow along, you'll stay up to date with those episodes, as well as help support the podcast. Pretty easy way to do so. Thanks. And until next time, drink lots of yerba mate.